Jason, I just sent you two links for the show notes.
Ooh, that I planned. Nice.
We're not going to probably, I'm not going to talk about them, and we should, you know, not cover all the things that are in them, but it's perfect for show notes, because, like, if you would like to learn more.
That's great. That's great things. For the show notes.
What a guy.
I'll create a thing and put it in the thing, Ben. Incomparable. New episode. Journey. Don't stop believing.
I was gonna give an award for the amount of time you could manage to go without making
some kind of negative minutes.
We didn't even make it into the show.
No, I haven't even turned on the live thing yet. I'll do that in a second, but I'm actually gonna put your show notes in the show note thing for 5x5. Just because I can.
I'm assuming none of you fly-by-night video game fans have seen these two things.
What two things?
I see what you just did. Yeah,
extra credits.
I've seen extra credits.
Yeah, so they did two-part episode on Journey a couple months back.
I'm trying to figure out who you're calling a fly-by-night video game guy.
It's me.
Everybody who hasn't heard of extra credits. Everyone who had to be badgered into playing Journey.
Well, those of us meant to be badger and playing Journey just don't own a PS3.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you don't want to get into like some kind of achievement comparing contest here. That's
there's Jason. I added Jason now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Damn it. My Skype is doing the same thing it did last time, which is
should I be recording at this point or we're not yet?
So, Steve, you having dropout problems?
Yeah, I'm not sure there's anything I can do about it, though.
You sound good.
It seems to be. Yeah, but you guys kind of pop in and out of existence.
Oh. That's us. We just do that.
Everybody,
just kind of how I think of you guys in life. So really it's not.
Everybody should begin recording and then say, "Recording."
All right, hang on.
Recording.
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 Teaching myself how to record in Skype.
Episode 1.
Recording in Skype.
Dan, can you say recording again?
I did recording again.
Thank you. Greg Noss is gonna. Edit this episode, I think.
Oh, good luck for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd give him one with six people. Ah, sucker.
So what are you guys using to record right now?
GarageBand.
You can use GarageBand or QuickTime Player, Jason.
I'm using Skype Recorder.
You have Dan's permission to use QuickTime Player, Jason.
You
can use QuickTime.
I'm going to start the 5x5 live stream now. So where tens of people will hear us.
So be on your best behavior.
They're vocal tens, though.
And we're live.
That sounds like a mistake.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, no.
Living in a lonely world. It's just us, I think. She took the midnight train going anywhere. I speak, of course, of the 1982 seminal video game. And by seminal, I mean something completely different. Journey Escape for the Atari 2600. You're from the game's manual.
Wow, you're going way back, man.
You're on the road with Journey, one of the world's hottest rock groups. A spectacular performance has just ended. Now it's up to you to guide each Journey band member past hordes of love-crazed groupies, sneaky photographers, and shifty-eyed promoters to the safety of the Journey Escape vehicle in time to make the next concert, which is several hours later, and it might be a bar mitzvah. Your mighty manager and loyal roadies are there to help, but the escape is up to you. Don't stop believing.
Get back to your tour bus where line after line of cocaine is waiting for you.
Well, Steve Perry's nose was very large. So.
The chat room says apparently there's a movies episode of 5x5. Maybe we should just tune into that.
Oh, is it? No, I pressed the incomparable. Oh.
Everybody's joining so they can hear about movies.
Yeah. Let's talk about The Godfather.
We can talk about what? The incredible journey where the dog and the cat return home over hundreds of miles.
I love that movie.
This is not 5x5 of the movies. I switched the thing to the incomparable and pressed the button.
I'm guessing 5x5 at the movies is the top of the drop-down
list. It is the top of the drop-down list, but I set it to a different thing.
It's got that first alphabetical kind of ring to it.
Oh, you know? It starts with a 5. It's not 5x5 at the movies. It's not starting now. No.
Oh, man. Showbot is really going to mess with people.
Showbot is going to be furious with us.
So Showbot was the robot that was kicked off MST3K.
Oh. Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Hey, the Incomparable started.
Don't know what where I'll be tomorrow. That's a much better Journey song. As Journey songs go. All right, this is the episode. This is the episode that John Siracusa demanded. And so we all played video games.
I was going to do it on my own podcast, but my fans didn't like that, so.
No. And I liked it. I wanted it on The Incomparable, so here we are.
Recording.
We were doing some behind-the-scenes tech support there, but I think we got it all worked out.
Greg is going to love us.
Fantastic.
I know a lot about computers and games and stuff.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. All right. Here we stand, worlds apart, hearts. I can do all the Journey songs. All right, is everybody
ready?
Sad,
Jason.
Oh man, I own the box set. Anyway, if everybody's ready, now that we're all recording, we can get started.
Yay!
Terrific. Or why not?
All right.
My Skype is taking a turn for the worst at this exact moment. But what the hell? Let's do this thing.
Yeah, it's okay. You just keep talking.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's do it
live. And then record it, and then edit it, and post it later. No movies. We're not discussing a movie in the chat room. You're killing me.
Oh, whoa! That's the incarnation of app.net.
It is
crazy.
That's the guy himself. All right, we are. Oh, so depressing. All right, I got a trip out of Pixar or a trip to Pixar out of this because I got to go over to Pixar and look at their Oscars in order to borrow a PlayStation. It's like borrowing a cup of. A cup of sugar from your neighbor, and instead, yeah, pretty much. Did you look at his Oscars, his Golden Globes?
Yeah, there, he's got a lot of Oscar the Grouch action
comic
figures.
Books he returned to me.
That's
so that
nice.
That was like Oscars.
That's nice. So I'd like to thank Dr. Wave for loaning me the PlayStation, and John, thank you for suggesting that I play this game because I got I got a trip to Pixar out of it too. Plus, the game was good.
You're Glenning like crazy. Where is? I can hear Glenn. His ears are burning.
The
somewhere.
Glenn signal.
Yeah, you can hear him, and yeah, it sounds like heavy breathing.
Yeah. Setting up a PlayStation 3, on the other hand, was kind of insane, and I've got lots of... We could do a hypercritical about the setup interface for the PlayStation 3, because it was not making me happy. But when we got into the game, it all came back to me. It was like I was playing Tomb Raider or Crash Bandicoot or something like that on the old PlayStation 1, so... No, because I had an...
Leap from PS1 controller to DualShock.
I used to have an Xbox, and it had analog sticks on it, so I was used to them from the original Xbox. So, Portal. Somebody in the chat room said we should do a whole episode about Portal, and I think that would be great.
I have already played those.
Yeah, I got to play Portal 2. I haven't played Portal 2 yet. Yeah, that exactly. The Portal pair.
Duology.
Yes, the Portal twin pack. We'll do that. All right. Yes, itinerant evil. I prefer.
Evil that's just visiting. Na 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 na. Na 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 na
na na na na.
Oh god.
When the lights go down in the city.
I didn't sign up.
Sorry, for this. In the city. Yeah, there you go.
Oh wait, recording.
Oh, that's a good way to get murdered.
No, I think my next goal should be to I should shift my badgering to anime.
We created a monster.
Because now like you're all, oh, we all play video games. Let's go do more video game shows. So that like my work is done there. Now we need to move on to anime, which last time we tried to discuss Miyazaki, this obscure anime auteur who's no one's ever heard of, and I can only get Jason on the show. So now we're going to work on...
I think it's really funny that you would think that because I know for a fact there are several of us who journeyed all the way from Newton to MIT for anime clubs.
back in the day.
I know. Well, then why was it just me and Jason and Miyazaki?
I don't know. So
he's not obscure.
I've got something on the agenda called John makes us watch anime, where John assigns us a few movies that he wants us to watch, and then we talk about them.
I've watched an embarrassing amount of anime. Let me just put it that way.
Well, we could do the whole Cowboy Bebop series, but that's too much of a time investment. I think it was
Satoshi. You know, Tony and I were talking about rewatching it anyway, so that's
You can. I don't have to host every edition of the Incomparable.
That's a great show.
But making you do things, Jason, is part of the Incomparable.
Well, that's like I said,
part
John,
of the award-winning formula is making Jason do things that he wouldn't otherwise that's do. Why, all right, Jason, it's 26 episodes.
That's why make us watch. John makes us watch anime is on the list, right?
Yeah, I'll pick a 2-hour movie to start with, or maybe 2 2-hour movies. Yeah. I think it's not too much time investment for Jason.
Thanks. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Or you know, I'm happy. Dan has hosted. Some video game episodes in the past. That's fine. But Portal, I can do. Right. And anime, you could do anime. That's
Eco
fine.
Is like Cowboy before you get back to PlayStation. Maybe consider getting Eco and playing through it.
I've got 11 hours.
Can you handle that, Jason?
11? Probably not.
You might have to use your brain a little bit more than you did in Journey. But
that's you can more put Eco about halfway through and not really miss anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just more stone corridors, but the first, 2-3 hours of it is pretty remarkable.
No, you have to finish it. You have to.
What, Eco?
Why?
Because I'll save the podcast.
I have finished it. I have, in fact, finished it.
There's a certain section in the game in which they. Well, I don't want to.
Oh yeah, right at the end.
I don't want to know about that. I don't. There's a certain gameplay twist that they do in that game that is very effective. That I don't want to spoil for Jason. Talk to me offline. I will tell you.
Great, right, sure.
Oh, that's the part where you find the scarf, right?
Yeah, when the dragon eats your scarf.
You get a little woolly hat with ear flaps.
Looking at the, and it gets longer as it goes, but the length of the ear flaps doesn't really matter.
That game, so I got it for the PlayStation
the
3,
really.
So I could have an excuse to play it again, but that game is what I feel like the Zelda franchise should have become instead of what it is.
I think
you mean the same game ad infinitum?
I would love to hear these two guys. I would love to hear the fight between.
Yeah, we're not going to fight.
I would have
also.
Maybe not tonight. Maybe not tonight.
I would
love to hear Wind Waker.
I'm just saying, I would rather play something that takes that early formula in a new direction than Ocarina of Time over and over and over again.
Bam!
Ocarina of Time just once is like playing it over and over again.
There's some comfort in returning to conventions, though. Some like Mario, where you're running and you're getting coins. Why are we getting coins? But it's just like at a certain point
for the plumbing
because you
capitalism,
get,
man.
Right.
Maybe I'm more okay with it with Mario because you actually get to jump on people's heads and that's awesome.
Right. But like those conventions, you can play within those conventions and then start toying with them. And like Eco totally is like, forget about the conventions. We're going to go against everything, which is great.
Imagine you played like 10 Mario games where you jumped on people's heads. And then someday someone told you, like, all right, in this game, you dress up as a raccoon. It's like, yeah, makes perfect sense, right?
It's not a raccoon.
And then you can fly.
Badger dog or
it's a tanuki. So whatever you want.
What the hell is a tanuki, incidentally?
It's
not a raccoon.
You should look it up. It's fascinating.
They have gigantic testicles. Strange. There's a movie.
I mean, is it filthy? Am I going to regret my Google search on the subject?
That is actually true.
Yeah, you should look it up. They're actual creatures. It's
as you start to research Japanese culture, things get weirder, not more sensible.
Do I need to turn safe search on before I do this?
Testicles all the way down.
Testicles and tentacles.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that an NES game?
day of the tentacle, night of the
that wasn't
testicle.
All right.
Show title.
I would
done?
Make my
Is this over?
Plea for a non Journey the Band based title.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So the titles here that I'm liking so far that got some votes, especially we have Sony Killed My Family.
I don't like that one either.
No. Do Not Listen to the Podcast. No. My Scarf is Infinite. I kind of like. Your effort has been judged worthy. A dragon ate my scarf.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I know. My whole frickin' scarf is gone.
There's a lot of scarf related.
Well, yeah.
The people love scarves.
I'm partial to what happens if my little thing freezes, frankly. Yeah.
Ride the giant whale.
The lack of voting leaves these in a big jumble.
Yeah, it's true. What happens if my little thing freezes? Steve, you're right. That is a good title. Suck it, old man.
Oh, somebody suggested "I Think John's Right" is a title. No,
you think that's too much doubt in there.
His head's too big as it is.
Yeah,
rhymes with Tashi Station.
Rhymes with Tashi Station.
the whole show
that will throw everybody on the wrong track entirely.
Yeah,
yeah. I like "My Scarf Is Infinite" is actually not bad.
I believe Scott McNulty submitted that.
Yeah, and Steve Lutz.
Actually, I did.
Steve, yeah,
just previous to it. But Scott did log in specifically to add that suggestion, so.
Damn, the pro McNulty lobby wins again.
I know.
They are well organized.
Dan, you're in trouble.
I'm on the wrong side of this,
but
one.
He's very persuasive.
John, that's why I made all my Journey jokes before we got started, is I was not going to force the issue of Journey.
It can't be stopped, apparently.
But it can't, no.
Can't be stopped.
Not when we invited Steve Lutz on.
The believing can't be stopped.
My favorite Journey theme one is "Streetlights, comma people."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the best. Clearly, the best Journey.
Yeah, but that's more like an angry mayor of a Midwestern city demanding improvements to the town.
Streetlights, people. Streetlights.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. It rhymes with Tashi Station. So that's all I know.
They say that the road ain't no place to start a family.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, like,
but it is possible.
The first Blue Sky, because it's obscure enough that even people who've played the game will not know what it's a reference to.
That's maybe too obscure.
I love my obscure titles.
I know. You died in the snow.
That's the bet. Maybe not so much. Let's spoil the entire game for people with a glance at the title. How about not doing that?
Yeah, no, something scarf related maybe, though. So, I don't know. I saved it all. All right. I saved the show back. Well, I've turned off the everything except for the 5x5 thing, so I should do that now. So thank you, listeners, to the 5x5 live stream. This ends our broadcast day. I have no idea who's on Wednesday mornings on 5x5.
The movies!
The movies will return.
5x5 the movies will return in a moment.
5x5 at the movies has been accidentally push-notified to the 5x5 app many more times than there have been episodes of 5x5 at the movies. That's all I'm saying. It's been like five times. It's been accidentally pushed.
At a certain point, I think we're actually obligated to discuss
the one, just the one for me.
Wow.
That was my first. I admit I did turn it on in my little app notification, so just so that I can laugh when other people do it. And now I've done it to myself. Oh, well. All right. Thank you, 5x5ers. I'm turning off the thing now. We'll return to you to reruns of Gina Trapani talking about Android. Good night.
Bye bye 5x5.
There they go. They're gone. And now we will be gone too. Okay, so everybody, I would love for you to send me the files, and then I will I'll
send
sync them
Greg
up.
Greg and laugh and laugh.
So this
and
is I'll sort sync. Of dorky over here, but yep. Can I make a suggestion of a title from Journey lyrics that I think is about the game Journey?
Yes.
It's "Ooh, Then We Touched, Then We Sang." From Any Way You Want It.
Yeah. Then we touched, that's sang.
That's pretty good.
About the love and things.
Being apart ain't easy on this love affair.
Yeah, that's good too.
Jason, do you want an AAC or an MP3?
It doesn't matter. High bit rate is nice, but it doesn't. The compressed files are fine.
Okay. I think I send an MP4 every weekend.
Yeah, Dan sends me an MP4 all the time because he's that way. His is extra hard to sync up because I can't figure out where he started his recording because I can't hear the other side. But that's okay because he says recording.
I do.
And that solves everything.
It works out great, right?
Recording. Just say yes. It does. It does work out great. And then I'm going to sync it all up and give it to Greg Noss to edit. Sucker. So
my SFTP server was down today. The one that I share with the other two people on this podcast.
Shocking.
Oh, it's working again. Thank God.
That's good. Well,
crisis averted.
This was great. And maybe I will play the game again now that I know that I get a little yellow hem on my robe and there are guys in white robes. I totally missed all of that.
Wait. There's nothing like the first time, though. This is the one point I get to bring up is that I feel like as fun as the game is to replay and to play as a game and to collect stuff and get your white robes and whatever, it's not like the first.
Not the first.
Time.
No, it's they
and
see
that's
the movie
why you only get one
time.
Chance to have a first time. So I feel bad for the people who like bailed on a companion on the first time or just had people going in and out, because you're not going to get a chance to have both the combination of not knowing what the game is going to be like and also sharing that with somebody else. Because this what
feels
half
like the first time is gone. Foreigner, not Journey, John. Come on, man.
Similar. Yeah.
They're not
same
similar
era,
at all.
Same basic level of competence.
Is that? I gotta look that up.
It feels like the first time. Yeah,
that's Boston, isn't it?
No, that's more than a feeling. More than feels just like the first time.
Feels like the first time. Foreigner, you are right.
Steve, say it.
Eat it, Syracuse.
You want me to say it?
Should I say works, it? Only works with single syllable names.
Yeah,
that's true.
Eat it, John.
I like the old as ice better.
Oh, it's the best After Dark ever
video
now.
Shows a like the jukebox things that would be at the table at a diner. This is what they're showing in the video, and it has all their songs on it. Like, this is like the diner that's where they only have Foreigner.
Only have Foreigner.
Cold as Ice, Double Vision, Dirty White Boy.
I believe it's it's in Purgatory.
I had that album, Once Upon a Time.
Feels like the very first time. All right, well, thank you, everybody.
Find just about any jukebox on a table in 1978, and you would see that exact thing.
See Foreigner.
They were everywhere, man.
Yeah, they're big.
Foreigner.
They're big. They're no Journey, though.
No, that much is true.
No.
No one was a Journey.
That much is true. That's Spandau Ballet. That's totally different. Yeah. Okay. Right. Good night.